Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
What do you suppose would happen if Nancy Pelosi became the chair of the Republican National Committee? Or if the Dalai Lama became president of Liberty University? Or if Franklin Graham became the head of Planned Parenthood? If I had to guess, I bet the outcry among the group's memberships would be loud and sustained. Wailing and gnashing of teeth comes to mind. It's so predictable, but the question is, why? And the answer is simple. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that for any group to be successful in its mission, its leadership must believe in the values and principles upon which that group was founded. It doesn't matter if the group is a country, a church, a civic group, or a political party. In America, we have a constitutional right to the freedom of association, and that right is especially important when it comes to churches and other religiously affiliated groups. In that case, we have a triple eagle: the freedom of association, the freedom of establishment of religion, and the free exercise of religion. So what happens when those constitutionally guaranteed rights are challenged by politically correct dogma masquerading as constitutional freedoms? That's the question playing itself out in Bozeman, where four students are challenging some of the tenets of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes on the basis that they run contrary to the Bozeman School District's anti-discrimination policy. In 2008, the school district added sexual orientation to its anti-discrimination policy. Now, four students are challenging the fact that FCA's Statement of Faith and Sexual Purity Pledge depict homosexuality as a sin. They're asking the Bozeman School Board to either force the club to disassociate with FCA or become an unofficial organization and give up access to things like announcements over the school intercom. FCA was quick to point out that they do not discriminate, that they welcome all students, and that the statement of faith is just for the adult leaders to make sure that they represent FCA's values. It remains to be seen which direction the club will take, but the case law is clear. It's illegal for a school to discriminate against a student organization based on that organization's religious beliefs. As soon as this story broke, the Montana Family Foundation reached out to the state chapter of FCA to offer legal advice and counsel. Turns out, this isn't FCA's first rodeo. They've dealt with similar challenges in other states and were already well aware of their rights under the First Amendment. We'll keep you posted as this story plays out, but the important thing to remember is that when it comes to constitutional protections, you either use them or you lose them. At the Montana Family Foundation, we stand ready to help any organization or individual under attack for their religious beliefs. For far too long, cities, towns, schools, and individuals have cowered at the threats made by groups like the ACLU and Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. But no longer. All across America, Christians are standing for religious liberty, and we hope you'll stand with us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.